This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1379, part 2, which IELTS reading answers are not in order.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today we share part 2 of a series that you won't want to miss. You'll learn what to expect for each IELTS reading question type and pro tips that are guaranteed to save you time on test day, which will boost your IELTS reading score.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.
Hey, Jessica, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. I am so happy to be bringing our students part 2 of our little IELTS reading series. Guys, if you missed the last episode, go back and listen. What did we talk about last time, Aubrey?
Yes, we shared IELTS reading questions where the answers are in order in the text. We described each of these question types so that on test day, you know exactly what to expect and you can save a lot of time when you know that the answers will be in order.
Exactly. So those are fast question types, guys, because again, just a little review from the last episode. If it is a question where the answers are in order, that just means that that when you find that first answer, you're never going to go back to the beginning of the passage to look for the next one, right? It means that you're going to find the answers one right after the other. Now, today's question types, of course, these take a little bit longer because these answers are not in order, but they each have their own strategies to still help you save time.
Yes. So we'll dive right in here with the first one, which is yes, no, not given, and true, false, not given. And these, just quickly, the difference is, for the most part, true, false, not given questions are going to be articles that are mostly facts, whereas yes, no, not given is more likely to be an article that's opinion-based.
Yeah, exactly. So some people think that yes, no, not given is a little more difficult. I don't think so personally, because you use the same strategy for both of them, right? And again, guys, you can get all these strategies in our online course, 3 Keys IELTS, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. But I will give you a little sneak peek into a strategy you can use here for yes, no, not given and true, false, not given. Now, I think an important thing to practice is to try to imagine the passage and the questions as like two people and they're having a conversation, right? Are they talking about the same thing? Do they agree about what they're saying? Then the answer is true or yes. If they're talking about the same thing, but they disagree about what they're saying, the answer is no or false. If it's weird because something in the question is just not in the passage, we don't know if it's true, we don't know if it's false, then the answer is not given.
Yes. And here's another little insider tip that these answers are actually usually in order. Yeah. But IELTS says they aren't. They sometimes aren't. And that's true. Sometimes they won't be. But this will also save you time to know that most often, true, false, not given, and yes, no, not given, most of them will be in order in the passage.
Yeah, because here's the thing. If they're not in order, then what that means is the next answer is still going to be really close to the previous one. Right. So they'll probably be in the same paragraph, but let's say the answer for 12 is in the beginning of the paragraph, the end of the paragraph, and the answer for 13 is in the beginning of the paragraph, but they're still going to be close to each other. And like Aubrey said, more often than not, these answers are found in order in the passage. So we did an oldie but a goodie episode about this, IELTS Energy 808. That's so long ago, but definitely search for that if you can. Go. It's called Just Say No to Inferencing and Other Tips for Yes, No, Not Given. And you can also just go to our blog, right?
Yes. If you search either the YNNG or TFNG, a lot of episodes come up. We've talked about these questions quite a bit because there are some tips, some strategies you need. So definitely check out our blog, allearsenglish.com, to get more details about these.
Awesome. Now, the next question type is summary completion. So think of this as it's the same as sentence completion, which we talked about last episode. But all the sentences are mushed together. And here's a little tip here, guys, so you don't have to read too much to get these answers. More often than not, all of these answers are going to be in like one section of the passage, like within two or three paragraphs. There are some summaries that summarize the whole passage. But again, those are more rare. So more often than not, the summary is going to be about like two or three paragraphs from that passage.
Nice. I just have to highlight that you use this really fun word, mushed. And it's funny how many words we have in English for this, right? Smashed, mashed, mushed, squished, just to mean totally. We're like pushing two things together. There are so many fun ways to say that.
Scrunched together. Totally. If you're trying to sit close to someone, scooch. Can you scooch over so I could sit right here? So
I love it. Little words. Vocab highlight for you guys, little bonus. Awesome. So our next one, number three here, is picture completion. Now, the picture could be a lot of different things, a diagram, a flowchart, a table, or a map. These are much less common. You're actually not as likely to get one on test day, but definitely possible. So you still need to be aware of what they look like, how they work, and the answers, again, won't be in order. So the instructions might say like, write no more than two words, or write no more than two words and or a number. And then you're going to see a picture with labels. They could be letters attached to the different areas on the chart or on the graph, and you're going to then write the letter in the blank for your answer. Mm-hmm. And this is a huge pro tip, is that the answers are often in just one part of the passage, maybe in one or two paragraphs. Once you start seeing answers, you're likely to see all of them scrunched, squished, smashed together.
Totally, because the diagram is going to be describing something specific, right? It's not like a summary of the whole passage. It's like the one part that talks about a product or item, or the one part that talks about a process, right? So just a little insider tip here for this one, guys. The keywords on these types of questions, the picture completion, the keywords are easy because they're just like given to you because there's not a lot of words on the diagram already. Right. So really like every keyword on the diagram or every word is a keyword because there are so few. So it does make it a bit easier to find where these answers are. Because remember, guys, for all reading questions, the answers are always next to the keywords.
Right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Awesome. So we have two more question types here for you. Sorry, three more question types here for you. Matching names to statements. I love these. So again, answers are not in order, but it is really easy to find these answers because all of the names that you're matching to, right? All of these names are proper nouns. There's no synonym for a name. My name is Jessica. There's not a parallel expression for Jessica. So it's a capital letter and it's easy to find in the passage. So here's the pro tip here, guys. When you see this question type, scan the whole passage and circle all the names you see. And then you know, okay, that's where I look for these answers.
Yes, absolutely. And remember to look for pronouns because the names will be there, but then the answer might be later when it says he or she, and then there's additional information about that person.
Exactly. All right. Now moving on to a question type that some students say is the hardest, but we say is one of the easiest: matching headings to paragraphs. Tell me about this one, Aubrey.
Yes, this should be one of the fastest questions for you to answer because headings are main ideas. So they're usually in the first two lines or the last two lines of the paragraph. You're not going to have to read that much. You're going to be able to identify keywords. So this should save you a lot of time. There may be one question that's in the middle of a paragraph. Skip, come back. There are strategies here that can help you save time. And yes, it's important to know that these answers will always be Roman numerals, right? The little IV. Exactly. And so it's smart to familiarize yourself with Roman numerals because if it's the first time you've ever seen those, you could easily mix them up and get an answer incorrect.
Totally. Yeah. I remember learning about Roman numerals in school in like math class in elementary school or something. Did you learn it then too?
Yes, we absolutely did. But it's funny, I don't remember them that well. And so now the main time I see it for Roman numeral is the Super Bowl. It's always listed in Roman numerals. And I'm like, what is this LXIVC? I don't know what number that is.
I don't remember them all either. I only remember like 1 to 10, really.
Yes, and then from those there, I have.
You can get like the 20s and 30s and such. But once it gets to the hundreds, I give up. Luckily, there are not 100 possible answers for matching headings.
If you know 1 through 15, you're good.
You're golden. All right. Awesome. Now, the last question type today, matching information to paragraphs. This one is tricky. I think this is the hardest reading question on IELTS, guys. So again, okay, these answers are not in order, but what does it look like first? How is it different than matching headings to paragraphs? So matching information to paragraphs, you're going to have a list of statements and you have to write down the letter of the paragraph that you find that statement in, right? So of course it's not in order. That would be way too easy. However, to make it a little bit easier, the statements do have very specific keywords like names and numbers, very specific words that are easy to scan for, easy to find, right? Because or else it would just be so impossible. So that is one thing that makes it a little bit easier, guys.
Yeah, thankfully, because these are difficult. These, you definitely want to reserve a little more time for these. They will take a little more time than a lot of the questions that you should be able to find more quickly, especially those from our previous part of the series, those that are in order. So save a little time if you see that you've got matching information to paragraphs somewhere on your exam, which is likely.
Yeah, and definitely save this question type till the end too.
Yes.
Because by the time you get to this question type, you've already answered two other groups of questions, right? So you are familiar with where stuff is in the passage, which will save you a lot of time when you answer this question type matching information to paragraphs. So let's summarize for our students the more difficult question types that do not have answers in order in the passage. These answers could be anywhere. Aubrey, what did we talk about?
Yes. So first, yes, no, not given, and true, false, not given. And it does matter if it's a true, false, not given. Don't write yes, it will be wrong. So pay attention to which one it is. And then second, summary completion, the only completion question that won't be in order. And then picture completion, which remember, diagrams, flowcharts, tables, maps, lots of different options, but they will all have some kind of picture.
Exactly. And then we talked about matching names to statements, matching headings to paragraphs, and finding information in paragraphs. So guys, this is a jam-packed episode. It's a lot of information. If you want to invest some more time in learning the complete system of strategies, guys, check out our online course. Everyone gets feedback on their speaking and writing on the final exam now, and it's lifetime access. So go check it out, allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yes, you'll learn strategies for each of the question types we shared in both of these series. And they are different depending on what the question is. So you need to have those strategies. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys.
Awesome. All right, I'll see you next time, Aubrey.
Awesome. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Un amigo es con quien sales a comerte unas papitas de McDonald's.
Pero tu mejor amigo
es quien promete siempre echar sus papitas en la mesa para hacer un papita mountain contigo. Y esa es la única amistad que yo quiero. Para, pa, pa, pa.